just want to make a comment about the walking meditations and as to why these three. First establish that we can be aware of our body. This is a general usefulness in life, and it will prove in empowering for various ways. But and then one of those is in regards to the feeling of embodied awareness, because we can feel our body, we can feel the truth of embodied awareness, and that the opposite of embodied awareness is this removed awareness, which when we are deeply concentrated, the body falls away. But in daily life, or even in our meditation, when we're not wanting to disassociate with the body, we're dropping into a more subtle level. But disassociation from the body doesn't mean we're at a more subtle level at all. So it's those are two separate things, and there's many uses. The felt sense, which is in insight practice, Vipassana, it is a felt sense realization, like our fellow yogi described this morning about her husband's illness and all. That was a felt sense realization. That wasn't about, because of this and that and this and that, and maybe that might be the hypothesis. And it's like, oh, I get it. She used the phrase, a light bulb went on. And so it is. That's what insight feels like. And the feeling sense of it, the felt sense of it, is an embodied feeling in that way. It does not in any way say that awareness is confined to the body, that it only arises in an embodied form. We're not making comments like that. We're talking about having living in an embodied realm, that we include the experience and we take advantage of being in an embodied realm. And there's many of the Buddhist teachings that would support that, because it's the suffering is just enough suffering to make us look for more, but it's not so much that overwhelms us, and that there's an embodied form of all of that. We may at some point do the first three consciousness, the first three bodies of consciousness of the manifest realm of consciousness, and that's very much an embodied experience. And if for to miss that is to miss much of life, but also it empowers wisdom. And then the other thing about the third part of the exercise of walking was embodied availability. And the reason that I would point you to that is because that availability, when it's embodied, is in my experience with lots and lots of people over all of these decades, is that is the ideal conditions for intuition to arise. So in that regard, because that's so to our intuition in general, so ties to this intuitive knowing, that we want to be embodied in that way. Not to make a me or my out of the body. That's not the point at all. It's that awareness, that knowing is in this form. The Buddha would talk about where's the end of the world in this fathom-long body. It's a whole teaching in itself.